Okay. Very good evening to all, huh? Brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Huh? Today is the 28th September 2016, and it's a very auspicious day because of some very special condition. Huh? Some Kayanamita, huh? They have decided to request for new opportunity to take this Bodhisattva vow. Then at the same time, it also presents condition for those who have taken to reaffirm this vow. Then this vow is something that you can benefit tremendously from. And when you understand and you do it with understanding, your faith will become very different. Then it will really, really bring forth the transformation in you. Because these are the vows, if you go through them afterwards, you will understand their great significance. They are based on in-depth, clear understanding of the Buddha Dhamma. And these are the important understanding or right view that you must have every time when you come to this universe. Whether you have to come or you choose to come, either way, you must have this understanding. That's why we make the determination. And this determination has to be done with understanding, with very, very strong faith. Sadha leading to the virya. Then after that, you do it mindfully with understanding. Then after you have done it, come in. After you have done it, you should continuously reflect on it, contemplate on it, and develop the clear understanding of all this. Then on your own at home, initially, you should reflect, contemplate, and determine in front of your own altar. You can every week, once a week, until it become very stable. Then after that, you can maybe skip for a while. Every 3 months, you go back and look at it again. Then it will strengthen your faith, your understanding. Then when you can do it until you don't really need the sheet of paper, means it has become a part of your understanding. And then you become very different. Then your cultivation will become very different. Afterwards, when we go through, you will understand. Okay, now maybe to save time, you all can stand. We will start our puja. Come, all stand. Start with the tray. Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay, we offer the rest of the item. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Come, this is all. We wait for Madam Ho. We wait for Madam Ho's offering. Come, pass over. Sadhu, come. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Your offer to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Just make offer, then I touch. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you all can be seated. Let Madam Ho sit on one of the armchair. Mrs. Ho, you can sit. Madam Ho, you can sit on one of the chair. PG, take her there. Mrs. Ho, Okay, we will start the puja chanting now. Let us now compose our mind, develop the faith, the sadha, until it become very stable. If possible, until it become unshakable, balanced. So with the sadha, the virya will come to be the spiritual zeal to walk this way. Then after that, we shall mindfully commence the puja chanting. Namo Bunsi Shijia Moni Fo. Namo Bunsi Shijia Moni Fo. Namo Bunsi Shijia Moni Fo. Namo Quan Sing Pusa. Namo Quan Sing Pusa. Namo Quan Sing Pusa. Namo Amitofo, Namo Amitofo, Namo Amitofo, Namo Milofo, Namo Milofo, Namo Milofo, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pusyen Pusa. Namo for Pusa. Namo for Pusa. Namo for Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagawa. Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, you can be seated. Then we turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We shall start the vandana. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Surameraya majapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Now we will chant the Padipa Puja, offering of light. Ganna sarapaditena dipena tamadangsina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang. Ganda sambarayutena dopena hang suganghina pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bacana mutamang. Vanna ganda guno petang etang kusuma santatin pujayami munindasa siri pada sarorohe pujemi buddhang kusumena nena punnena matena ca hotu mokang. Pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tata yati vinasa bawang. Adivase tuno bante paniyang parikapitang. Anu kampang upadaya patigan hatu mutemang. Adivase tuno bante pale parikapitang. Anu kampang upadaya patigan hatu mutemang. Adivasetu no bante Bojana parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutemang. Okay, now we will chant the aspiration via our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fire of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the dana parami of generosity and the fruit of all karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of this offering, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas, or powers, then sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Okay. Do sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we turn to next page. We will do the invocation to the devas straight away. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Then we chant together in Pali. Samanta Chakawalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammang Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakamokadang Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Itti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vijja charana sampanno sugato lokavidu Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati Satta deva manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipasiko Opanaiko Pachatan Veditabu Nohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Sāvaka-saṅgho Ujjupatipanno Bhagavato Sāvaka-saṅgho Nyāyāpatipanno Bhagavato Sāvaka-saṅgho Sāmicchipatipanno Bhagavato Sāvaka-saṅgho Yadidang chattari purisa yukani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato sāvaka sāṅgho Ahuneyo dakineyo Panghineyo anjali karaneyo Anuttarang punyaketang lokasati. Okay, we will pay respect to Triple Gem. Badang pujemi. Damang pujemi. Sanghang pujemi. Okay, you can be seated. Then we will start the chanting of this great compassionate mantra, followed by the Heart Sutta. Page 19, Ta Pe Cho. You need the bell? Song, you need the bell? No need, okay, then I just ring, then you all can start. So after Ta Pe Cho is the Sing Ching, isn't it? Then we do it one time, otherwise not enough time, one time. Then the last one is our Ta Pe Cho, Sing Ching, and the Dharani, the Dharani, Karuna. That one also we do it one time. Yeah, Maha Karuna Dharani Sutta. Okay, I will start off by ringing the bell.
Namo Ta Pe Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Namo Po Sato, Namo Po Sato. 结摩发特都但知他安阿婆如西如家的家如的比西里摩诃菩提萨埵萨婆萨婆摩来摩来摩西摩西里多云俱卢俱卢伽摩嘟噜嘟噜发瑟耶帝摩诃发瑟耶帝多来多来帝利是佛来也则来则来摩摩发摩来目的里一悉一悉舍乃舍乃阿来生佛来舍利发沙发生佛来舍耶呼噜呼噜摩来呼噜呼噜悉利娑来娑来悉利悉利苏噜苏噜菩提耶菩提耶菩陀耶菩陀耶弥地利耶那来金兹地利舍利乃婆耶摩乃萨婆诃悉陀耶萨婆诃摩诃悉陀耶萨婆诃悉陀喻依室盘来耶萨婆诃那来金兹萨婆诃摩来那来萨婆诃悉来僧阿穆揭耶萨婆诃萨婆摩诃阿悉陀耶萨婆诃则吉来阿悉陀耶萨婆诃波陀摩揭悉陀耶萨婆诃那来金兹般揭来耶萨婆诃摩婆利僧揭来耶萨婆诃南无何来耽乃多来耶耶摩诃利耶婆卢揭帝舍盘来耶萨婆诃安悉殿多曼多来跋陀耶萨婆诃揭帝揭帝婆罗揭帝婆罗僧揭帝菩提萨婆揭帝揭帝婆罗揭帝婆罗僧揭帝菩提萨婆诃揭帝揭帝婆罗揭帝婆罗僧揭帝菩提萨婆诃观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时照见五蕴皆空度一切苦厄舍利子舍不异空空不异色色即是空即是色所相行识亦复如是舍利子是诸法空相不生不灭不垢不净不增不减是丢空中无色无受想行识无眼耳鼻舌身意无识色相非诸法无眼界乃至无意识界无意 孩子勿老实，亦勿老实尽，勿欺灭道，勿失意，勿色意，勿说得故，菩提萨埵摩诃般若蜜多故，心不挂碍，不挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒妄想，究竟涅槃三世诸佛，依般若波罗蜜多故，阿耨多罗三藐三菩提故，知般若蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚，故说般若波罗蜜多咒，其说咒曰：揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃，揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃，揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。
Okay, turn to page 24, eh? Mahakaruna Dharani Sutta.
Namo Ranatrayaya Namo Ayajana Sagara Virochana Burasaya Tathagataya Arahati Samya Sambuddhaya。南无萨瓦达达嘎提比阿拉哈提比萨娅萨布提比，南无阿耶阿瓦罗揭谛修罗耶菩提萨埵耶摩诃萨埵耶摩诃迦卢尼迦耶Diyata Om Dara Dara Diri Diri Duru Duru Iti Wati Sali Sali Pasali Pasali Kusuma Kusumi Wari IliSiti Sola Apanaya Soha.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have finished the chanting, huh? So now we will commence, huh, with our officialTaking out the Bodhisattva vow ceremony. Yeah. Okay. Ah, good. 8:50. Yeah. We are slightly early. Yeah. Means we have enough time. Yeah. Okay. Today, like I said, for those who came in late, yeah, it's a very auspicious day. Yeah. 28 September 2016. There are some special condition that has arisen. Yeah.Then Samkayana Mita has requested for this special Bodhisattva vow ceremony, yeah, to be commenced one more time. At first I told them you can do it at home too in your altar, but they insist and request that I lead the thing, yeah? Then today, yeah, we bear witness, yeah, with all the great beings, yeah, all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and through our puja chanting and invocation of all the devas, yeah, we would like to invite them to bear witness, yeah, of this Bodhisattva vow ceremony that we are going to undertake. And this vow is very unique because you must have very good parami to be able to be a part of this ceremony. Yeah. And this vow has everything to do with the cultivation. It will help you tremendously to perfect the Buddha Dhamma, to do the whatever perfection of the Sammasambuddhahood that you have aspired for. Then as you do this, you actually cultivate the perfect understanding following the Buddha's way. And it has a lot to do with our Diamond Sutta. Yeah. Where you will cultivate until ultimately there is no mark. No mark of a self-cultivating, no mark of living beings, no mark of any Dhamma or life. So all this understanding will shine forth. Then what we want to include into this Bodhisattva vow is some of the essential right views that the Buddha, Sakyamuni Buddha, has taught us. And I will read through them so that it will help you to develop the faith. Then after that, we will officially do the Bodhisattva vow together. I will lead you. But now I will read through. There is a set of printed notes. You have to keep this. But because of some printing error, we may need to exchange it with you later on. But tonight, you just bear with us. I will read to you the actual one so that you can follow. Anybody don't have a copy of this note? Anybody don't have with you? Yeah? Everybody have, otherwise there is still some in the plastic bag. Okay, first page. There is a general description of what this Bodhisattva vow is all about. The Bodhisattva vow is the vow taken by Mahayana Buddhists to attain complete enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. One who has taken the vow is normally known as a Bodhisattva, whereas the Patimokkha, or the monk's precepts, vows, they cease at death. The Bodhisattva vow extends into future life. There are two traditions of the Bodhisattva vow, one originating from Asanga and the other one from Nagarjuna, Longsu Pusa. The Bodhisattva vow is found at the end of Avatamsaka Sutta by Samantabhara Bodhisattva, and it is explained that the Bodhisattva vow is taken with the following two famous verses from this sutta. So Samantabhara Bodhisattva is actually Pusien Pusa. I think 1 or 2 years ago, a group of us, I led them to this what you call that way place already? Ermeisan, yes, Ermeisan, where we had a very, very special spiritual trip. So that trip was very beautiful. Everything went on very, very smoothly, and it was all very conducive. And the faith developed, the wholesomeness, the whatever understanding, then quite many of our Kayamita who went, they have actually developed a lot of affinity with Pusien Bodhisattva. And because of that, they have a lot of very good encounter and experiences. Then because of that, some of the Kayamita progressed very fast. So it was, I think, during that time, because there are 4 or 5 Kayamita who has got very good affinity with Pusien. So that's why on this spiritual trip, you have the faith, the understanding. A lot of things can happen and manifest. That's why after that, not long, I think you all know what happened to Brother Song. We already was up there. You remember? The tear just flowed. He was like crying. Then the guide who took us there, the Mr. He didn't know, he didn't understand. He came and talked to me. He said, "Brother Teo, you think Song got problem? Why is he crying like that?" I said, "Don't worry. This one is something to do with his affinity and his past encounter and practices." That's why after that, a lot of things happened. Then later on, he actually developed the understanding and progressed very fast. Okay, now we will continue. The two famous verses from the Avatamsaka Sutta are, the first one is, just as all the previous Sugata or the Buddhas generated the Bodhi mind of enlightenment and accomplished all the stages of Bodhisattva training, so will I too, for the sake of all living beings, generate the Bodhi mind of enlightenment and accomplish all the stages of Bodhisattva training. So this one is very important. To walk this way, you have to generate the Bodhisattva mind. Means in Mandarin, those who can understand Mandarin is very good. You develop the Bodhisattva vow, the Bodhisattva resolve to arise this Bodhi mind, Bodhi Singh. Bodhi Singh. Bodhi is actually enlightenment. That's why Bodhisattva. Sattva is a being. Bodhisattva is an enlightened being who vow or determine to walk the path of Buddhahood. So this Bodhi mind is very, very important. That's why this resolve to plant this seed of Bodhi within your nature, not at your thought level, within your nature with the vow, with the faith, is very important. The Bodhi mind is the mind that can understand the Buddha Dharma, that can develop the awakening, the enlightenment and all those things. We just about to start. We started a bit early, you can join in. Get a copy of the note, Jasmine. Pass her the copy of the notes. We are on the first page, paragraph 4. So this resolve to arise the Bodhisattva mind or the Bodhi mind is very important, Bodhi Singh. That's why to be a Bodhisattva, Pusa, you must have the Bodhi Singh. This is the seed of Bodhi that can bring about enlightenment in the here and the now. And from this seed, it can generate the causes and conditions for you to walk this path until all the stages of Bodhisattvahood are completed or perfected. That's why the next paragraph read, the promise to keep Bodhisattva vow applied not only to this life, but to each subsequent lifetime until full enlightenment. Thus this vow continue on our mind stream. The word is your mind stream into your nature. Into future lives. So this is something that is very different. That's why this one can drive you, can allow you to continue to develop this Bodhi mind, so that life after life, when you come, you will have this understanding. You will have this resolve that will drive you to develop the perfection. Then not only that, this Bodhisattva vow can actually bring forth a lot of understanding and benefit. And through this vow, you can perfect your 10 perfection relatively easily. Because this vow actually does the work for you. And because you understand what aspiration is, you understand what adhittana is, adhittana, which is also one of the 10 perfection. So when you have cultivated that understanding and you continuously use that, it will make use of the power of merits, wholesomeness, or whatever goodness that you have developed. So you can invoke the power of merits for causes and conditions for whatever to unfold, to perfect your vow, your cultivation, and all those things. So this one, when you invoke through the nature's law, through understanding, it can become very powerful. So that's why bodhisattva vows are very powerful. Yeah. And when you understand this vow, you have a lot of gratitude towards the Buddha. You will have a lot of respect towards him. Yeah. Then you will develop the great faith, unshakable faith in him, because he is so wise. And he can actually guide not only human beings. He can guide all beings, including the devas, the gods. That's why he's a teacher of man and God. He is a guide incomparable. Nobody can be comparable to him. He is an incomparable guide as far as training living beings to become enlightened. So this is something that the Buddha has within his great nine virtue qualities. Now we read on next paragraph. Next paragraph is just for your info. In Tibetan Buddhism, there are two lineages of the Bodhisattva vow. The first is associated with the Chitta Mantra movement of Indian Buddhism, and is said to have originated with the Bodhisattva Maitreya and to have been propagated by Asanga. The second is associated with Mayamaka movement and is said to have originated with the Bodhisattva Manjushri, Vansu Pusa, and to have been propagated by Nagarjuna, Longsu Pusa, and later by Santideva. The main difference between the two lineages of the Bodhisattva vow is that in the Chitta Mantra lineage, the vow cannot be received by one who has not previously received the Patimokkha vow. Means you have to be a monk first. But the other one, no need. Then in taking this vow, you will join with hundreds of thousands of Buddhists in the West and millions in Asia. So you are not alone in this journey. Even the Western world, where predominantly they are Christian, the world has changed and transformed so much that even within the Western world, you have a lot of bodhisattva too. So they say in the hundreds of thousands. Then in Asia, of course, there are millions who have done so. As is traditional, you might seek out a Buddhist center or temple and take the bodhisattva vow in the presence of a teacher, which you all are doing now. Or if you cannot do so, you can take them at home, create a sacred space, and place there the images of bodhisattvas or Buddhas who have gone before you. If you wish to invite a friend or friends to be your witness, you can. Just sit quietly for a time and reflect on the beauty and value of a life dedicated. And value of a life dedicated to the benefits of all living beings. When you are ready, at any meaningful ritual, the lighting of candles and the taking of refuge, then recite your vow. Here is one traditional version, but there are many others. So just now we have done a complete puja, which is very meaningful. Then we have also develop the invocation of all devas to bear witness and to rejoice with us on this auspicious day of the taking of this bodhisattva vow ceremony. So this version is a simplified version. They just chant the four basic vows. They just vow, suffering beings are numberless. I vow to liberate them all. Attachment of suffering is inexhaustible. I vow to sever them all. Dhamma dolls to truth are numerous or numberless. I vow to master them all. The way of perfection leading to supreme enlightenment is very arduous. I vow to realize it. You can modify the language of this vow so that they speak your deepest dedication. That's why your faith has to be very strong. Your resolve has to be very strong. Then you can repeat them every time you sit in meditation. You don't have to do that. You can maybe once a week reflect on it, contemplate on it, and go deep into it to understand it. Then develop the understanding until it becomes a part of you. So that without that notes, you can more or less know that these are the things you need to cultivate, you need to develop the understanding, and these are your vows. And when it becomes a part of your nature, then even when you come to this world, or you have to come or choose to come, when there is no more sasana within the world, this understanding that you have developed through this vow, they will still enable you to walk the path of Dhamma, to cultivate, and you will still develop the understanding, and you will not be heedless, and you will not get lost, like normal living being. Without the sasana, most living being, when they come, they really suffer, because they will become heedless, and without the Buddha Dhamma, it's very difficult to awaken or to even have the understanding of life. Okay, then we turn the next page. Taking of the Bodhisattva vow. So this is the one that you have to develop the understanding. Okay, since I still have some time. Okay, I will go through you all. Taking of the Bodhisattva vow, as is traditional, you may seek a Buddhist center or a temple or a shrine and take the Bodhisattva vow in the presence of a teacher. Or if you cannot do so, you can take them at home in front of your sacred shrine. So this is for your own understanding. So what you are doing is the first one, which is very, very meaningful, because if you can have someone who has the understanding to guide you, it's very different. Otherwise, when you take it on your own, you may not develop the understanding and the faith. Then number two, one must make strong aspiration to take this Bodhisattva vow with determined faith and understanding sincerely in front of the Buddhas and all the great Maha Bodhisattva who have gone forth before you. So today we are going to do in front of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattva, like we started off by paying respect, and we chant their four how. That's why we chant Namo Bansi Si Chia Moni Pho, then Namo Kwan Sing Pusa, then Namo Amitofo, then Namo Mila Pho, Namo Pu Sien Pusa, then Namo Pho Pusa. Yeah, these are the great Buddhas and Bodhisattva that we have a lot of affinity with. And you need them to walk this path. Like I always say, we need to seek their blessing, protection, and their guidance. And through this sincerity, we will know how to develop the request for their sincere protection, guidance, and blessing. The protection is for our form and mind. So this understanding is very important, because when we come to this world, we have a physical body and a mind trapped inside the consciousness. So combined together, this is the form and mind. So this form and mind, the so-called segmented life or living being, in this life is a human being. This form and mind, this human being or living being, is very fragile. It can easily get destroyed. And when this vehicle is gone, you cannot cultivate, you cannot perfect yourself, you cannot do what you want to do. So that's why you need to seek their perfection, their protection, all these great beings. So they are all inside this Bodhisattva vow. Later on we will go through. Okay. Making of special aspiration to walk the Bodhisattva way. This one is very important. What we are doing here is, we said by the power of whatever blessing and wholesomeness that this nature of mind had cultivated from the distant past until now, may it arise the causes and condition for this mind of ours. Sorry, for this nature of ours to have the following right Dhamma understanding life after life, whenever it chooses to come or have to come in the form of a form and mind. Form and mind is the karmically conditioned form and mind. Understand? Yeah? This is your vehicle, segmented life. Every life you come, you have that form and mind. That is that segment of your life. Like this segment of our life, my form and mind is this one you call Brother Teo. But this is not me, understand? This one is karmically conditional. That's why it's condition arising, dependent originating, and is impermanent. It's never a permanent and changing entity where I can hold on to, cling on to, and say, this is me, this is I. Therefore, all this can be mine. No such thing. That's why later on in the vow, I actually incorporated all this understanding for you all. That's why it's very important. And if life after life you come with this understanding, you will become beautiful. You will not have problem. Whether got sasana or no sasana, you are still beautiful. You can still understand and walk the path of Dhamma. Because this nature of mind, it has gone through long period of cultivation and perfection. That's why this life I look back, no wonder it is so wonderful. No wonder this form and mind can understand so many things that I used to tell you all. A lot of my understanding that I share with you all, I never learned this life. Then where did it come from? It must have come from the past. Then how come the moment I was born into this world, I don't have to go through suffering to seek the truth, the Buddha Dhamma? When condition arise, this form and mind was sick. Then when it starts to sick, it will know how to filter. Then it will wait for appropriate causes and conditions, the timing. That's why all of a sudden in 1971, that year when I was in Form 5, I remember, it started to sick. Then the following year, the moment I saw the Four Noble Truths, that's it, finished. This nature recognized straight away, no more doubt, no need to search. This is the real one. Nobody can do it unless he is the real Sammasambuddha. Yeah. 2,600 years ago, after his enlightenment, no one in this universe can summarize all his understanding into just Four Noble Truths. So beautiful, so simple. That's why this nature has contemplated long, long, long ago for many, many lives, eons and eons. That's why it has this understanding. The moment it sees this type of truth, it knows, it knew. Nobody in this universe can actually summarize all his understanding. This nature even tells itself, even if I had developed that type of enlightenment, if without the Buddha's teaching, the sasana, I cannot summarize it into just Four Noble Truths and share it with the world. That's why whoever he is the real one. This nature recognized straight away because of all this vow. So that's why these are very auspicious and very rare occasion where you can encounter all this and develop the understanding. That's why you must have the faith resolve to make sure this understanding goes with you life after life. Okay, now I'll go through it quickly so that we can take the vow after this. First one is to have right view with regards to the law of karma, karma niyama, the law of dependent origination or dwelling, paticca samuppada, which is part of citta niyama. And the third right view is right view with regards to the Four Noble Truths as taught by the Buddha, Dhamma niyama. The Four Noble Truths is like the secret of life. All of life, mundane and the supramundane, they are all summarized there. That's why nobody in this universe can do it unless he is the real one, the Sammasambuddha. Then the next part is to understand the two aspects of the five aggregates of form and mind clearly via the direct seeing, to realize that they are all conditioned arising entity, causal phenomena, hence impermanent, leading to suffering, not me, non-self, and empty. That is the so-called living being, the five aggregate of form and mind, is just a karmically conditioned vehicle and tool. For us to come to this existential world, to develop the cultivation and experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. So use it with wisdom to arise the right thought, right speech, and right action to be a blessing to all, and not to be deluded by it. To constantly recite with understanding the following essential Dhamma profoundly. Rupang anicchang, rupang anatta. So this one later we will chant. All of the five aggregate of form and mind, rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, and vinyana, they are impermanent, they are non-self, they are empty. Then sabbe sankara anicchang, sabbe sankara dukkang, sabbe dhamma anatta. So when you have cultivated and developed the deep penetrative understanding, then every of this chanting is so meaningful, so penetrating. You have to develop the cultivation until that level, then only you can carry it with you life after life. That's why this life presents the best window, because the sasana is there. You can develop a lot of wholesomeness, a lot of parami, a lot of virtue. So when you have a lot of merits, a lot of virtue, a lot of parami, you can invoke the power of merits for causes and conditions for this to arise. That's why these vows are very important and very powerful. Okay, next page. Having developed the above right view, this nature of mind vows to always keep the following three sets of pure precepts, following the advice of all Sammasambuddha. So these three sets of pure precepts are very important. They are basically the advice of all Buddhas. But the third advice is in a modified way. The first set of pure precepts is you undertake the training rule to avoid all evil and to understand clearly what constitutes evil. That is the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. That's why you have to reflect and contemplate until you understand them. Otherwise, you cannot cultivate. How to avoid evil when you don't even know what constitutes evil? That's why the teaching is like that. You have to understand what constitutes evil. Don't just mumble greed, hatred, delusion when you don't understand them. That's why you have to reflect, contemplate, and go deep into it and look into life. Because there are a lot of subtle greed, subtle delusion that comes through the back door, that comes through the mundane mind to deceive you. Then to cultivate all virtue and blessing leading to the perfection of them all. Then the last one is to cultivate wisdom to help liberate and take across all sentient beings. So the modified part is the second part. The Buddha's advice to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind. That's why to cultivate wisdom. But you do it because of the vow to help liberate and take across all sentient beings. So that will drive you on to walk the Bodhisattva vow away. Then the actual taking of the Bodhisattva vow, taking of the four basic vows. This one I have phrased it for you in a very nicely arranged way. So this one maybe afterwards we will go through. The first part we have gone through, that one is the earlier one, to plant the seed of Bodhi. This nature of mind further vows with utmost sincerity. That's why you have to be very sincere and with very strong faith and perseverance to walk to perfection this Bodhisattva way. We are taking the following initial four basic vows of a Bodhisattva. These four basic vows I have modified for you. This nature of mind, I won't use the word I, me, understand? This nature of yours means all of the form and mind, the summation of them has this nature. That's why you have your karmic nature, your spiritual nature. So this nature of mind, offer the vow with utmost sincerity, faith, and perseverance to walk to perfection this Bodhisattva way, we are taking the following initial four basic vows of a Bodhisattva. These are the four basic vows. Then later on, when you become skillful, you can expand on it. Yeah. That's why Pusyan got the 10 great vows. Amitabha Buddha got 48, 48 大愿. Then all the various Bodhisattva, they have their vows. They are actually beyond the four basic vows. Because after perfecting themselves, they have their unique way, yeah, to add in those vows. So the first basic vow is, this nature of my vows to liberate the countless living beings from samsara and take them all across to the other shore. Means you cultivate great compassion and loving kindness, to liberate living beings. Then this nature of my vows to endure and severe all the section and suffering, so that your mind can be free from suffering under all circumstances. Then this nature of my vows to cultivate and penetrate all Dhamma to realize the perfection of all wisdom. Then the last one is, this nature of my vows to perfect the 10 perfection, to realize the unsurpassed Sama Sambuddhahood. Then we have the additional vows. Okay, we will not go through the additional vow. The additional vow, afterwards when we take the vow, we will go through them. Now you turn to the second page, which is page 1. We will commence the official taking of the Bodhisattva vow now. We will start from number 1. So we will follow the first option. As is traditional, you may seek out a Bodhi center, which is a way place or temple or a shrine, and take the Bodhisattva vows in the presence of a teacher. So now we are doing it together. Then you will recite after me. Then before we really start, we will make prostration to all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattva. Okay? Compose your mind, develop the sadha, the virya, then we shall pay respect. Arahang sama sambuto bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namassami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namami. Okay. Then we will recite Namo Bunsi Sijia Moni Pho three times. Namo Bunsi Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Bunsi Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Bunsi Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Guansing Pusa. Namo Guansing Pusa. Namo Guansing Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Okay, after this, we shall develop the strong aspiration to take this Bodhisattva vow with determined faith and understanding sincerely in front of all the Buddhas and great Mahabodhisattva who have gone forth before us. So, we will commence number 3, making a special aspiration to walk the Bodhisattva way first. So we will prepare ourselves before the actual vow. We recite together. By the power of whatever blessings and wholesomeness that this nature of mine had cultivated from the distant past until now, may it arise the causes and conditions for this nature of mine to have the following right Dhamma understanding life after life, whenever it chooses to come or have to come in the form of a form and mind. We must have right view. Recite after me. We must have right view with regards to law of karma or karma niyama, the law of dependent origination or dwelling citta niyama, and the four noble truths, dhamma niyama. So these three right views are very important. Then the second aspect is to understand the two aspects of the five aggregates of form and mind clearly. We are the direct seeing to realize that they are all conditioned arising entities, causal phenomena, hence impermanent, leading to suffering, not me, non-self, and empty. That is this so-called living being, or five aggregate of form and mind, is just a karmically conditioned vehicle and tool for us to come to this existential world, to develop the cultivation and to experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. So use it with wisdom to arise the right thought, right speech, and right action to be a blessing to all and not to be deluded by it. To constantly recite with understanding the following Dhamma profoundly. Okay, you recite together. Rupang anicchang, rupang anatta, vedanak anicchang, vedanak anatta, sanya anicchang, sanya anatta, sankara anicchang, sankara anatta, vijnanang anicchang, vijnanang anatta, sabbe sankara anicchang, sabbe sankara dukkhang, sabbe dhamma anatta. Then we turn to the next page. We will recite together. Having developed the above right views, this nature of mind vow to always keep the following three sets of pure precepts following the advice of all Sammasambuddha. To avoid all evil and to understand clearly what constitutes evil, the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. To cultivate all virtues and blessings leading to the perfection of them all. To cultivate wisdom to help liberate and take across all sentient beings. So now we will commence the actual taking of the Bodhisattva vow. Compose your mind. Then we will start off by taking the four basic vow of a Bodhisattva. Then I will read the first paragraph just to strengthen your faith. Just as all the previous Sugata, the Buddha generated the Bodhi mind of enlightenment and accomplished all of the stages of Bodhisattva training, so too will this nature of mind, for the sake of all living beings, generate the Bodhi mind of enlightenment and accomplish all the stages of the Bodhisattva training, so that the seed of Bodhi can be strongly planted within our nature. Okay, you all read together now. Just as all the previous Sugata, the Buddhas, generated the Bodhi mind of enlightenment and accomplished all the stages of Bodhisattva training, so too were this nature of mind, for the sake of all living beings, generate the Bodhi mind of enlightenment and accomplish all of the stages of Bodhisattva training, so that the seed of Bodhi can be strongly planted within our nature. Now we will commence the four basic vows. This nature of mind further vow, with utmost sincerity, faith, and perseverance, to walk to perfection the Bodhisattva way, we are taking the following four initial basic vows of a Bodhisattva. Okay, now this four vow I will read, then you repeat after me. Yeah? This nature of my vows, to liberate the countless living beings from samsara and take them all across to the other shore. This nature of my vows, to endure and severe all vexation and suffering. This nature of my vows, to cultivate and penetrate all Dhamma, to realize the perfection of all wisdom. This nature of my vows, to perfect the 10 parameters of perfection, to realize the unsurpassed Sammasambuddhahood. Okay, then 4.2, additional vow to break all karmic obstruction to bring about the way. These are very important additional vow which I had shared with you all. But now I have put them in words, that's why it's easier for you all to understand. So we will determine and recite this vow. Additional vows to break all karmic obstruction to bring about the way. You all repeat. Okay, we will recite together. If by action, speech or thought, whether knowingly or unknowingly, we are ignorant, delusion or heedlessness, this nature of mine had offended or done anything wrong out to the Triple Gem, Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, this nature of mine would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness. So this first vow is very important. Ask for forgiveness from Triple Gem. If this karmic offense is there, it's very difficult for the living being to actually break it. But the moment you ask for forgiveness from the Triple Gem, it will be like resolved immediately. Because all enlightened beings, they would have forgiven all those beings who has, whether knowingly or unknowingly, cause any offense or karmic negativity towards the Triple Gem. Then the second one is, whomsoever from the distant past till now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that this nature of mine had caused any karmic negativity, misery, suffering or misled, this nature of mine would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness from them all. May my sincere request for forgiveness be accepted by all, so that these karmic obstructions can be amicably dissolved or watered down or lessened, thereby enabling this nature of mine to continue with its cultivation to realize the truth with ease. Then you turn to the next page. The third additional vow. This nature of mine also vow to repent, and from now onward vow never to repeat all this karmic negativity born of greed, hatred and delusion, by following the advice of the Buddhas to avoid all evil, do good and purify the mind. We are striving on with heedfulness to keep the five precepts and cultivate the Buddha Dharma diligently, so as it will never violate the law of karma again whenever it arises. Then the last, which is the fourth additional vow. By the power of whatever wholesomeness or merits that this nature of mine had cultivated since the distant past until now, may it arise the causes and conditions for this nature of mine to have the ability to overcome all other karmic obstruction, obstacle amicably, so that this nature of mind will be able to gain back its life after life, to walk the path of Dhamma, to fulfill and realize all its bodhisattva vows. then now additional miscellaneous vow to enhance the cultivation. This nature of mind, chant together, this nature of my vow to be successful in fulfilling all my above vows soon as possible, to cultivate strong affinity with all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and to request their nature's blessing, protection, and guidance always, to strengthen my five spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, until they become ballast or power, life after life, so that all the above vows can be successfully filled with ease, to cultivate extensively all virtue, blessings, and merits to help support my cultivation, so that they will shine forth to aid this nature of mine when needed in times of trials, difficulties, and tribulation while walking the Bodhisattva way. Okay, now we will do the closing puja. Let us rejoice first. Sadhu, 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 Buddhaṃ pujami. Dhammaṃ pujami. Sanghaṃ pujami. Okay, you can be seated. Okay, good. We still got 20 minutes. Now it's about 9:40. So just to stress a little bit more on the additional miscellaneous vow to enhance your cultivation. So this vow is to help you so that it can enhance your cultivation. Take for example the first one. This nature of my vow to be successful in fulfilling all my above vow soon as possible. So if you vow that way, so it will bring about causes and conditions for you to fulfill them. Then after that, the second one is very important, like I always advise you all. You have to cultivate strong affinity with all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and to request their nature's blessing, protection, and guidance. You know what is blessing, isn't it? So that when you come because of affinity, they will bless you. Just like the monk, after you make offering or maybe whatever wholesomeness after the Buddhist activity, they will chant for your protection, your blessing, and other things. Then sometimes they may deliver a Dhamma talk. That's why blessing is very important. Then protection, then guidance. Guidance is the Dhamma talk or the Dhamma sharing. Or their nature will guide you how to walk the way, how to fulfill your vow, and how to bring about understanding and other things. So this one is very, very important, because this nature of mind realize that this is very important and very powerful. You don't have all these great beings, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, affinity, it's very difficult to walk this path, because this form of mind can be destroyed easily, and without their protection and blessing, it's very difficult to sustain. Then of course their guidance too, so that you won't debate, so that you won't make mistake, so that you will not waste time. Then the third one, of course, we all know, to strengthen our five spiritual faculty of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, until they become balas, power. The moment you have them as power, technically, your meditation is automatic. You will be mindful the moment you sit, or throughout the day, in the midst of doing your worldly duties, or fulfilling your worldly cures while living life. Life itself is the meditation. Then you can have the ability to be mindful and heedful throughout the day. That's why daily mindfulness is automatic. That's why spiritual faculty is very powerful. The moment the spiritual faculty has been perfected until it becomes balanced, the hindrance cease to be, the mental hindrance, no more. That's why it's very easy to cultivate. Then you want to have this strengthened until it becomes balanced, life after life, so that all the above vow can be successfully fulfilled with ease. With the spiritual faculty, all these vow become no problem, very easy. Then the fourth one is very important. To cultivate extensively all virtue, blessing and merits to help support our cultivation, so that they will shine forth to aid this nature of mind when needed in time of trials, difficulty and tribulation while walking this bodhisattva way. You know why or not? Why must we cultivate all virtue, blessing and merits extensively? Because you need to develop the perfection. You have to go all out. Then these merits, when you know how to use them through the perfection of adhitthana, or what they call determination or aspiration, it can bring forth the causes and conditions for a lot of things to happen, to be fulfilled. So when you have problems, difficulty, like sickness or whatever, or sometimes you have to overcome certain obstructions that are very severe, that's why we always ask for forgiveness, then seek repentance. Then after that, we vow not to repeat all this because we know it's wrong. So that we will express our sincerity. Then the third one is, we vow to follow the advice of the Buddha, to avoid all evil, cultivate wholesomeness, then develop wisdom. Then through this cultivation, we are following the advice of the Buddha. We develop merits. That's why we cultivate extensively all virtue, blessings and merits, so that we can invoke the power of this merit, like the vow earlier on. By the power of whatever, wholesomeness, merits and blessing, and wisdom that we, this nature of ours has cultivated since the distant past until now, then may arise the causes and conditions for whatever you want to do, whatever that is allowable by the law of nature. So sometimes when you meet up with certain type of very severe obstruction or certain karmic thing or what, then when you invoke the power of merit sincerely for causes and conditions, if there is any slightest causes and conditions from the distant past, it will connect to, then it can actually bring about the condition for it to be dissolved. Then sometimes it's like miracle. People call it miracle, but it's not really miracle, because it's power of merits, power of faith, power of truth, power of determination. That's why the Buddha used all this, because of that perfection of adhitthana. Like the Jayamangala Sutta, the Sutta on blessing, then the power of truth, he always chant, by the power of this truth, may joyous victory be ours, and all this thing. So all these are the various skillful means. Then the note there say the 10 perfection leading to Buddhahood are, so you need to understand them. First one is generosity, dana parame, then sila. So this dana and sila, during our cultivation, we have already done a lot. The three types of gift, materialistic wealth, then the gift of life, the gift of fearlessness, then of course the last one is the gift of truth. Then all of your sila, morality, when you have heedfulness and mindfulness to avoid all evil, by nature you will be good. Your sila will be perfected. So sila is very useful. When you can avoid all evil, you have sila. So this is what you do, because life after life you renew your precept. You keep to this precept so that you are incapable of negativity, so that you cannot violate all this. then you start to perfect them. Then after that, the third one is renunciation, nikama. So as you cultivate the perfection of no mark, you can renounce many, many things, materialistic wealth, your own body, your wealth, your possession, your reputation, or whatever. You will not cling, you will not hold. Then this renunciation is very powerful. When you can renounce the world, means you have wisdom, you have panya, you can see the unreality, the impermanence leading to suffering. That's why you can renounce them all. It's like they don't really belong to you, where you know you don't exist. He know you, he know me. How can there be a self? How can there be a living being? How can the aggregates of form and mind, rupa, vedana, sanya, sankara, vinyanang, be what you are? So as you reflect, contemplate, cultivate, you will understand all this. So the power of renunciation, they will manifest at three levels. First is kaya vivika, physical renunciation of all physical things. Then citta vivika, mental renunciation. Then of course upadi vivika, means renunciation with wisdom with regards to all our other things. Then wisdom, perfection of wisdom is our third vow. The four basic vow, your third vow. So this third vow, you vow this nature of mind, vow to cultivate and penetrate all Dhamma, to realize the perfection of all wisdom. So when you vow that way, life after life you come, you will cultivate and perfect all Dhamma, and you will penetrate them all. Then you will reach the understanding of the Diamond Sutta of no mark. So all this is very, very easy. Then virya, because of your sadha, your faith, the virya will be there. Your resolve when you take the bodhisattva vow through understanding, you will be very, very determined. Your faith is very strong and it will drive your virya. Then kanti is patient. Patient born of wisdom, endure. It's not suppression or control. You have a lot of patience. That's why equanimity is the final outcome of the cultivation of patience. You develop equanimity. It comes about because of your wisdom. That's why it has patience towards all things. It can accord and flow. It's not deluded by anything else, the phenomenal world and all these things. Then truthfulness is such a truthfulness. You will develop them. You will know it's not worthwhile to lie, no more meaning. Then after you perfect this, you can invoke the power of truth. That's why the Buddha actually invoked in many of the sutta the power of truth. I think we used to chant itena such a don't know what I forgot already. The Jaya Bangala Sutta one. Yeah, I seldom chant that one. yeah, I have it here. They always invoke that part. Oh, that one is different, Jaya Bangala Sutta. We should go to Mangala Sutta, I think. I have it here. Itena Satcha. This one is different. This one is another sutta. Ratana Sutta, sorry. Mangala Sutta, yes. I have it here. In your puja book, okay, the puja book page, very good, page 13, yes, page 13. Itena Satcha Vajena, yeah. Hotu Te Jaya Mangalang, yeah. By the firm determination of this truth, may peaceful victory be yours. Itena Satcha Vajena, long time in January. Because we seldom chant Karaniya Metta Sutta unless we at a retreat, where the non-human request, then we get Engbi to chant. She very good at chanting Engbi, the Pali chanting. That's why the power of truth, page 13, the last paragraph. Etena Satcha Vajena Soti Te Hotu Sabda means by the firm affirmation of this truth, may you ever be well. Then the next one is Sabbarogo Vinasatu. You always hear this. By the firm determination of this truth or affirmation of this truth, may all illness be destroyed. Then the last one is by the firm affirmation of this truth, may peaceful victory be yours. See, the victory must come peacefully, understand? So these are all very useful and very powerful understanding. Then as you cultivate all this, what they call four basic vows. In fact, the second basic vow, this nature of mind, vow to endure and severe all vexation or suffering, this one is the cultivation of renunciation. Renunciation and also patient endurance, because you can endure and severe all the section. So this one is very powerful. Then love and compassion is by the first basic vow. Then the next one is number 8. Number 8 is determination or resolution. Means adithana. So your aspiration, your determination or your resolve. So this one, if you understand nature's law, if you can perfect this, it can help you a lot in your cultivation. And this nature of mind has perfected this one. That's why I know how to use nature's law for causes and conditions to arise other things. And all this, I never learned this life. Nobody taught me. Then number 9 is loving kindness. So when you cultivate the first basic vow to liberate all beings, you have love, you have compassion, because you vow to take across all living beings. Then of course, the last one is equanimity, which is born of the perfection of wisdom. Then you have this ability to have the equanimous mind. So this 10 perfection, they are all related and linked to your cultivation. Okay, now we have completed the taking of the vow and the explanation. So you got any question or not? Anybody got any question? Pass the mic to Yun Chan. No, never mind. For the recording, otherwise they cannot hear. Thanks, Yun Chan.
Brother, you saluted Namo Four Pusat. Who is Namo Four?
No. Namo, all the Buddha and Bodhisattva, there's a Four Pusat, means Buddhas and Bodhisattva. Means homage to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattva. So Four Pusat is not another Pusat. That's why when you are not Mandarin educated, you have this problem. It's okay. It's a good question. Other people may also not understand. So luckily you asked. So in the Buddhist teaching or the Buddhist language, Mandarin, not Buddhist, I say. Mandarin, Four is Buddha, Nasana. Pusa is Bodhisattva. So they call Four Pusa. Means they refer to all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So when we say Namo means homage to thee, all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, because we want to create as wide an affinity as possible. Then do you know how to cultivate affinity with all the great Buddhas and Bodhisattvas or not? Huh? You know or not? How? You tell me how. Yeah, chant their for how. Then develop the what they call vow to match with theirs. Xiangying. Means your vow match with their vow. That's why you have affinity. Then the other way is learn how to recognize virtuous people. Understand? Otherwise, you got a lot of situation where Manjusri, they came, he always come as a beggar. So you spite them and look down upon them. I tell you, four pusa in front of you, so you don't know. So, pass the mic to Hui Ling's brother. Yeah. Yes. Push it all up. Push the mic all up. Speak on it now. Speak on it. Push it. Somebody help him to push. Push all up. No, push it all up. Huh? Cannot be. You can speak still, girl. Cannot. Tighten the bass a bit. Oh, pass it to me. Come. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Maybe the pillar block. you move over here a bit.
Because I turn this pillar here. Hey, pardon? Sorry. What's the difference between Bodhisattva and Huo?
Very good question. What's the difference between Bodhisattva and a Buddha? Bodhisattva are still cultivating the Buddhahood way. They are still walking the path of Bodhisattvahood to become Sammasambuddha. The Sammasambuddha is the Bodhisattva that has perfected all the 10 perfections, fulfilled all the vow, then it becomes a Sammasambuddha. Those that are walking the path, they are still Bodhisattva. But all these great Bodhisattva, they call Maha Bodhisattva, like Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Putien, Wensu, Tijang Wang Pusa, and all those things. They are very advanced Maha Bodhisattva. They actually can become Buddhas, but they withhold their Buddhahood. They want to stay in the world to do all this work. Because they purposely take the vow to obstruct their Buddhahood. Like the Earth Store Bodhisattva, you know, one of the vows is, not until the hell is empty of hell beings, I will vow not to realize the Sammasambuddhahood. Well, you put like that, how? How can the hell be empty of hell beings? Definitely there are world systems that has still have hell beings. So, you don't think that they are not smart, no, or not wise. No. They purposely put there so that they can stay in the world with their nature to continue this work because they have perfected and they know what this thing is. To them, it's no different. It's just like the Dato and Tan Sri title, or they give you Tun. You want that title or not? You are already what you are. Understand, no? So this title I given by people. If you know you already have the quality, the understanding, and the perfection, why do you worry about the title? So some of these Bodhisattva, they understand, they choose to stay in the world for very, very long. Because like Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, he's very compassionate. And he vowed to continuously help and liberate living beings. So there are a lot of Bodhisattva with different understanding. Okay. I hope I understand. Answer your question. The other thing about infinity, just now I didn't finish. I said you must learn how to recognize virtuous living being or cultivator of the way. So don't spite all the poor or the beggar and all those things. You have to observe them, understand. No? Sometimes, that's why I always teach you all to understand causes and conditions. All cultivator, as you progress, you will understand this very well. That's why, like the Buddha said, whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions. But nothing is by chance, nothing is by accident. So there are a lot of things, the signs that come from nature. My nature will understand. I observe the sign, I feel, then I know one certain thing. Cannot be like that one. There must be something. That's why I will know. Then sometimes I will just to attend to all these people, talk to them, and then help them or whatever. And you will know. But you will not be like the what they call the worldly one. The worldly one, you know what they do. Got selfish intention, got motive on us. The rich one, the wealthy one, they want to rub shoulder, they want to go near others. The one that they look you know up on, they totally don't even want to see you. But actually the gem is there. But the real one, the dress up one, they are not the real one. Most of them are not the real one. They don't have to know. That's why when you talk to people, you will know. Sometimes they are very simple people. Like they don't wear anything. Like you observe me. I don't have watches on. I don't have all the expensive branded and all those things. Because my nature is like that. But don't think that there are no great beings who wear all those things. There are also great beings who like all those things. You will never know one. That's why you cannot perceive people with negativity. You must have wisdom to feel them, to understand the causes and conditions. Then you know, cannot be on. Like my last guy. Actually, at that time, I don't need anybody because I already had the understanding and the wisdom. I don't need any teacher or any guide. But then the sign keep on coming out. Then I realize I don't know who he is. I have to see him. That's it. That's where I went. Then the moment I met, I understand because of the vow. And he's just a lay person. Very simple. And not a Buddhist anymore. He talk to you on everything, on Christianity or whatever. And he don't have proper structured Dhamma. But his energy is very good. He is from a different dimension, civilization, that has perfected the pure energy. That's why they are very advanced in the field of consciousness, pure energy. And the reason why I need to see him is because of my vow. I got one very peculiar vow. Because this vow come about because it has been there for very long. And these are the additional vow that this nature make. That's why this nature break away from tradition. Understand? It never vow just meet with Sammasambuddha and all those things. Because that one is part and parcel of the cultivation. But it doesn't restrict itself to Buddhism. Understand? That's why it vow. Whenever this nature arises, it vow to have the causes and condition to develop the highest wisdom. That's it. Irrespective of sectarian. That's why I can understand Krishnamurti, Eckhart and all those things. But I never restrict. This nature never restrict to only Dhamma, Buddhism. No. Wherever there is truth, that can bring about understanding, wisdom. That's why it vow to realize the highest wisdom at any one time when this nature arises. That's why I have to see him. Then he explained to me where the gateway is. Then he just asked me, do you trust me? Yeah, I say, I trust you. He said, okay, sit down. Then his hand, about 2 inches away from my gateway there, he just say, relax, silent, aware. I already have that. Even the third one, 24 hours, I already can do that. That's why immediately he put his hand there. Within a few minutes, my nature straight away detected the gateway. Then after that, it just silent completely and becomes so still that all of my yin and yang energy melt inside there. Then the pure energy, when I was so still, the whole of that night. Then when I came out, there was totally, completely, no thought, nothing, still, just like that. That perfect nature. And because of that, it cut short my cultivation, at least 10 to 15 years. This nature, no. If I were to locate it, it would take me at least 10 to 15 years. And because of that, you are very lucky. That's why you all can meet me. Otherwise, this nature may not come out so early. But I don't know. Very funny, you know. Because after this nature had the understanding in 1989, it didn't do anything for 15 years. Until 2004, when Yun Chan had the condition to meet up with me and invite me out to share. Maybe it's meant to be. If I had not met him, within that 15 years, I would have located it also. Then also same time, come out. That's why very strange. Then like Hui Ning, after he left the fifth patriarch, he had all the understanding that, but he was with the hunters for 16 years. Remember? You have to wait for causes and conditions, timing. We all those that have affinity hasn't come yet. So the condition not there yet. If this nature come out too early, a lot of you also miss. It come out too late, a lot also miss. But the timing is such, it has to be that way. That's why things are just the way it is, meant to be, will be. Okay? So affinity can be cultivated in many, many ways. But you must develop wisdom, understanding of cause and effect. You must learn how to see sign, then accord and flow. That's why when this nature has this understanding, whatever it do, it is not rigid. That's why I say wherever there is rigid, there is no Buddha Dhamma. That's why even when I go on spiritual trip, we may have a program, we may agree to all those things. But when the condition change, I will make different decisions. Yeah. That's why sometimes these nature's forces, they are fighting up there, understand? The dark force and the you call it the virtuous one. They are actually having a constant war up there. We are trying to outbid each other. But when you have this understanding, when you echo and flow, where you understand no mark, then they find it very difficult to predict you, understand? Of course, you can predict what I like to eat. I always order those few things. But you will be surprised sometimes when the condition not there. I don't need them, understand? Then we will order other things. Then sometimes we're supposed to go to that restaurant. But because of condition, we will not go there. Like our spiritual trip, so many. We make decision in between. Sometimes we just cancel, no need to go. Then we straight away go to Wutai San. That's what happened during that time. The condition will arise, show it to you. So all this, when you encounter all this great being, the bodhisattvas, the Buddhas, you have to have this understanding to really, really have affinity with them. Then you will know how to make contact. Then you will know how to develop fellowship, friendship and all those things. So like this life, because you have the condition and the understanding, then this type of affinity is very strong. This type of affinity with this nature of mine is very strong. That's why in the past, some of you could have this. But everyone come different. Most of you come through Kuan Yin Bodhisattva's affinity. I realize Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, those who have affinity with Kuan Yin, will have affinity with this nature. Because Kuan Yin also will know where to send people and all those things. Even our affinity, Anandagiri, is the same. It's because of Kuan Yin's nature. That's why you get to do the consecration of the three great beings' platform. Remember? Maitreya. Then after that, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Then the last one is Sakyamuni. For Theravada monk, Ajahn Acharya, to suggest in a Theravada way, please, to have a Maitreya, I tell you already, very weird. Then after that, he put Kuan Yin. Then he realized he's in Thailand, Theravada. How can no Sakyamuni? So finally, he decided to put in the middle. That's why he got to consecrate a tree. And I knew why it has to be there, because this is the sasana of Sakyamuni, understand? Like I told you, supported by who? Supported by who? Kuan Yin, Bodhisattva, and Maitreya, understand? That's why the three great beings, their platform, we get to do the what they call consecration. Then we get to sponsor the images and all those things. And now the extension of the platform also, we all Kayamita get to do it. Where got such condition on? So all this come about because of your parami, your affinity, your condition. And it's mainly because of our affinity with Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. And lastly, of course, Maitreya and Sakyamuni. Because this life, these two great beings came. Kuan Yin's nature came in 86, asked me to move fast, he said, not much time left, you have to move fast. The triple gem came. Then after that, 2008, Maitreya came and made the request again. He said, please, qing ni ba zhen fa chuan xia qi. Repeated 5 times in golden words, come out, flow out like that. Tara. Then the laughing, you know, so loud in the background. That whole statue animate into a live being. And color, very beautiful color. So all this, you cannot explain. When it come, it just come. Okay, I was reminded by my wife to stop at 10. Okay, now 10:10. Sorry, exceeded by 30 minutes. Okay, shall we end? So that you can have some fellowship. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Anyway, this nature of mind really rejoices with all your wholesomeness, with your affinity, and with your great condition. You look at Alicia, despite her condition, she's still here. But don't worry, all this will come to pass and you will recover. Okay, now we will do the sharing of merits, transfer of merits. Then we make our aspiration. Okay, sharing of merits with the devas. Akasata cha bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anamoditwa chirang rakantu lokasasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits and may they long protect the dispensation. Ita wata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. May all beings share this merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transform merits to departed one. Idang me nyatinang ho tu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang ho tu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang ho tu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives, and may they all too be well and happy always. We will invoke the blessing for the nation. Devo vasatu kalena sasa sampati heto cha fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rainfall in due season, may there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government, the king and the rulers be righteous. Then you make your aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo otu yawa nivana patiya. By the grace of this merits that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one until nirvana is realized. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Buddha, Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Maybe we have a quick group photo, huh, to commemorate today's auspicious taking of the Bodhisattva vow ceremony. Okay. Those who want to take the photo, you can get ready. Gather around me, as usual.